Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Michigan is launching a new statewide effort aimed at helping child care providers operate stronger and more sustainable businesses. State officials announced that the SBAM Foundation has been selected to lead a specialized support hub connecting child care business owners with resources designated to address operational and financial challenges. The initiative is being coordinated by the Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential in partnership with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and Pulse at the W.E. Upjohn Institute. The program will offer business coaching, technical assistance, financing connections, and development tools tailored to child care operators. State leaders say providers can face hurdles ranging from licensing requirements and workforce shortages to pricing pressures and local regulatory barriers. Officials say the hub will build on Michigan's existing small business support hub model while focusing specifically on the child care sector and communities where access to care remains limited. The project is funded through the federal preschool development grant and is already moving into the implementation phase. State leaders say strengthening child care businesses will help expand access to early learning opportunities, support working families, and contribute to Michigan's broader education and workforce development goals. And a two-vehicle crash was reported to Tuesday afternoon in Hume Township following a collision in a construction zone on Port Austin Road. According to Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 2:27 p.m. on May 28, 2026, about 1,320 feet north of Port Crescent Road. Authorities say a southbound 2022 flatbed tow truck operated by a vehicle transport company was backing up within a lane closure when it struck the side of a southbound 2025 Chevrolet Trax that was stopped on the roadway. Investigators reported there were no workers present at the construction site at the time of the crash, and no signs, cones, or markers were directing traffic through the work area. The roadway was dry, weather conditions were clear, and daylight conditions existed at the time of the incident. The driver of the tow truck was cited for improper backing. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts, and no injuries were reported. Airbags did not deploy in either vehicle. The tow truck sustained minor damage, while the Chevy SUV suffered functional damage. No hazardous materials were involved, and neither vehicle required emergency medical response. The incident remains documented by the Huron County Sheriff's Office. When we return from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Year in and year out, seasons change, even the rules change. But one thing stays the same, Honda ATVs show up ready. The 2026 Fortrax Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon are back just as reliable as ever. Built to haul, climb, and conquer, these are the machines that folks count on to get the job done. And they're available at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. From selectable four-wheel drive and automatic DCT options to independent rear suspension on select models, there's a Honda ATV built for how you ride. Whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or heading deep into the woods, you can count on your Honda. Visit Elkton Motorsports today and check out the 2026 Honda ATV lineup, Rancher, Foreman, and Rubicon, ready when you are. For your safety, read the owner's manual and always wear a helmet and eye protection. Honda ATVs are for riders 16 years and older.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. A single vehicle rollover crash sent one person to the hospital Friday afternoon in Huron County. According to the Huron County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred at approximately 3:25 p.m. on May 30th, 2026, on West Villian Road, about 1,320 feet east of Farber Road in Chandler Township. Investigators say a 2009 black Pontiac Torrent SUV was traveling westbound when the driver reportedly fell asleep at the wheel. The vehicle crossed the center line, left the roadway on the south side, entered a ditch, and overturned. A lone occupant, a 19-year-old female driver, was wearing a seatbelt and the vehicle's airbags deployed during the crash. She sustained injuries to her lip and face and was transported by ambulance to Shurer Hospital for treatment. Authorities reported clear weather, dry road conditions, and daylight at the time of crash. No alcohol or drug involvement was indicated in the initial investigation. The incident remains documented as a single vehicle crash and no other vehicles or injuries were reported. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. The Net News Update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.